See?
Yeah. All right, so I'm sitting here with the homie Sean. Like, you guys, it's been a while since Sean has been on. The last time he was on, it was I think it was via phone call or Skype.
He skyped in last time. Yeah.
And we did an interview with him. He dropped a great project. It was Empire State of Mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Kudos for me because my memory sucks. But
sure do.
But yeah.
Oh,
yeah, see, yeah, look, yeah. Shots fired. Look, see from the guests, I get it's disrespect. So he's back. He has another project that he just released. And he's gonna talk about it. Yo, Sean Light, what's going on? Talk to the people.
Yo, what up? Yo, what up? What up?
All right, first of all.
he might be on the low.
Oh, man.
On the low, he might be.
Listen, you don't get to take no shots at it. I drove 45 minutes and I got here before you, bro. You should have seen Vern's face when I got here, man. You better watch out, man. I know his feelings is bottled up.
You're like, they think I'm playing, man.
Yeah.
He was like, yo.
I was like, man, I'm just chill. But, yeah, nah, definitely. I just dropped a new project, 100 Beats Pack. 100 lease tracks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited leases for $100, man.
Sean Light, you chewing gum?
Hold on. Oh, look.
Yo, Vern is in his bag.
Yeah,
in
his bag today.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Starburst gum.
J-Mac, help me out, J-Mac. Anybody listening, if I can hear it, they can hear it.
Oh, man, I apologize.
That's all? Slay no better, but he acted up. Ray, you didn't do that, so I'll give you props.
Look. All
right, so what made you want to release this larger body of work? Because 100 beats for unlimited leases, that's a big deal. So what made you want to release such a large body of work?
Before you answer that, a lot of people aren't familiar with beats and leases and stuff like that. So kind of break it down for people.
Basically, a lease is just you're still allowed to make money off the record. You just don't have any type of ownership to it. So, like, I own these for life. You feel me? So that's one thing I've never is difference between a lease and an exclusive. Exclusive means you own full ownership of any type of music. Leases is just you're allowed to use a beat. Basically, unlimited. Is that you could allow to make as much money as you want. Certain leases, you know what I mean? They'll give you like 2,000 copies, 10,000 copies you're allowed to sell. Depends on, you know, the contract.
But, I mean, when you say a lease, so let's say I want a beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I lease it from you. And the track I make, it's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that I got to continue to pay you for that beat?
Absolutely.
So there's no – is there an option in your contract that you say, okay, if you want this – this beat,
yeah,
you can get it at this price.
Yeah, that'll
before be, or, you know what I mean, or during or after.
Yeah, oh yeah, you definitely always have the option like later on if you want to come with a, you know, a set price to buy the exclusive. Be like, yo, I want to own full rights to it. All right, then we work out some type of number, you know, come to some type of agreement, and that's it. You take the product.
I never knew that. Is this something new or just?
Nah, this
I is never knew that they lease beats.
Yeah,
so.
Actually, the Bobby Shmurda joint. The Hot Boy record, that was leased before he even bought it. So if you think about things like that, he leased it for a while. You can lease it up to like a year. Like depends, like I said, it all depends on your contract. Before, you know, then the record popped, he went back and bought it.
Oh, okay. All right,
it's like Rent-A-Center.
Exactly.
you rent that, man. Then, you know, after a certain amount of months, you can potentially own it. It's your couch now.
but I'm saying, as an artist, And I'm not trying to knock the hustle, but as far as a beat, if I sit down and listen to all the beats and I go, okay, like I like this one, I'll lease these five, but I want to buy this one right now before I even put anything on it. Because obviously, if I put a track on it and it starts to pop, that value is going to go up.
Definitely.
And that's what you're going to make your decision on how much the price is.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm just, you know. All right. I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead.
So the question was... Well, the next question was basically, what made you release such a large body of work? 100 beats is a lot. So why such a large body of work?
It was basically the majority of the tracks that was on there I just had, like, sitting around for years. I'm talking about from, like, since 2005. So I wanted a way to pretty much get them out there and also, you know, help a lot of artists who can't afford tracks because there's a lot of upcoming artists that can't afford anything. Like studio time, beats, whatever. So I was like, all right, here's your opportunity. You ain't got no excuse. 100 beats is like basically like paying $1 per beat.
Okay.
You feel me?
What has the reception been from people, you know, from your area to other areas? What has been the reception of this body of work?
Right now, it's coming along. I'm just really working on promotion right now, but it's becoming along. I got a lot of people. Actually, Atlanta. I don't know what it is about Atlanta. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there. They show me love, man. So definitely shout out to people in Atlanta, man. There's a lot of people that bought it out there. I mostly sold individual tracks, which you do have the option to purchase for like $10 each track if you decide to, just pick one beat or two or whatever. So, it's definitely been moving. I'm looking forward to this summer. I'm going to be traveling a lot with it, pushing it everywhere. So far, it's looking real good.
Have you heard, you said that you've had a bunch of people that have had, that have purchased a bunch of individual tracks off of that one project. Have you heard any of the songs? Like, has anybody purchased, made the song and been like, yo, I think I got one, and been like, yo, I just want you to, here's the song. What's your feedback on it?
Yeah, and I haven't heard any yet, but I had like around 5 artists actually tell me they're going to record something. And because 2 out of those 5 artists actually are looking forward to purchasing, like we were talking about before, the exclusive rights to the beats. So right now, but I'm looking forward to hearing something.
I might need a couple of hits for my album. It's coming up soon.
When the album dropping?
It's coming up soon. I'm working with the label on a new date, new release date. I might take 3 months to work on it. I'll just take 3 months off to work on it. Get that done.
Now, my next question would be, is there any kind of package deal that you're working out with any of the artists? Has anyone reached out to you and said, hey, I want to record this, but I want this beat, but I also want to record with you, get in the studio? I know you posted several pictures, at some top studios. Has anybody reached out to you interested in actually purchasing the beats from you and actually also recording those songs with you?
Yeah, I had a few people reach out, but I'm offering it as a package deal right now. So the price all depends. You have to, private message me for, all prices. But yeah, I got a whole bunch of packages right now, great prices. Not all these top dollars that you would pay, if you go straight to a normal studio or something. So, but yeah, not really too many hit me up, but, it is all is off on the table right now.
Okay. So what's next? I mean, 100 beats, unlimited lease. You said you're going to be traveling with that. What do you look to do after you felt like you've run the course? Or how do you determine when you've run the course for this specific project and move on to the next one? Or have you already started working on the next one?
Yeah, I never stop working, man. I'm already working on I'm actually putting a whole new archive of beats together. Right now, I'm working on getting major placements. Like, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anybody, but I'm looking to do a lot bigger things with my career right now. So as far as like staying on the local scene, I can't do it no more. You feel me? So everything that I'm making from even tracks that I got in the stash, but everything that I'm doing from now on is just straight. Looking for either underground hip hop artists or, major labels. But that's what I'm going for right now. Like, I'm not all that little stuff that's stopping right now, man.
Let's say, in order for, you to get that really big hit, are you willing to, let's say, give a beat away? Like, let's say you get an artist that's a known artist, and I'll just throw some names out there, like a Joels or someone like that. Yeah. Are you willing to say, yo, here go this beat, see me later, if you was able to find contacts with, people like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's basically, when you first get in those type of placements, that's pretty much how it would work. As long as you have your paperwork right, you have ownership to it, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And as long as you're building a relationship with that artist, that's most important. People don't understand, everything's about relationships. So if you had a good relationship with them, they're going to hit you back like, yo, you know what? I got something. I just seen an interview with Younger Mate. I'm just using this as an example. She had that the beat for like a year. She held on to it. The producer wasn't known or anything. Mm-hmm. The hot beat was a hot beat. She wound up sitting on it. Wind up hitting the dude back, and then she got a hit record on the radio right now. You feel me? So, I don't know if y'all saw my post before. It's not all about money up front, man. It's about networking, about building relationships, about building assets at the same time. People don't understand. Everybody's looking for that quick buck. You never know, man. Your name get out there, possibilities are endless. You feel me?
All right.
How much beats I could get for like $1.49? Like what part of the 100 pack could I get with that? Like I get like a little, like I get like a little 23, like, you know what I'm saying? Like if I give you that like every month, like the third of every month for the lease, like that add up, yeah, that add up after a while.
Yo, $149 I mean, every month.
Yeah, and then, yo, when, and then if I blow, then you could.
So it's a Section 8 of beats. It's
stupid, yeah, man, I can't. I put something on it. I can't. You know, you can't be owing nobody for no beat. Like, he ducking short light, man. He's still owing for that beat.
Oh man, you crazy dog.
Tell the people, you know, if for any artists that could possibly be listening right now that are looking for some production, tell them where they could find, you know, find you and can find the project that you have released right now.
Oh yeah, just hit me up Instagram, Sean Light Official, SHAWNLITE Official, Facebook Sean Light. The project right now is on Bandcamp, so you can just type in SeanLight.bandcamp.com. All 100 tracks will pop right up. I actually got my old project still up there too, the Empire State, like Ray was talking about earlier.
Yeah, but, we all got it.
Oh yeah, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely appreciate that support, that love, man.
That's why I need that discount, because you know we supported it. We supported it before. You know what I mean? We already, listen, we don't, you know what I mean? That's a couple of dollars there.
You stupid.